Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's music by Simi and Kosasana's daughter, Amazwe. We also checked out Diamond Platinum's and Omarion with African Beauty. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, listen, if it's one thing you should know about Fresh Breakfast is we are always plugging you, okay, one way or another. And we're going to plug you with an initiative and a organization that I did not even know existed, to be honest with you. And we're going to talk about it, okay? I'm talking about the Project Green Earth that was established in 2011, but the gentleman that we have in studio is now going to explain to us a little bit more about that, and also something called the Agra Agricultural College, okay, or Academy, sorry. I did not even know that Agra has an academy.
Academy, yeah.
Of some sorts. You know, when the name Agra pops up, you just think, ah, you know, the farm.
Yeah.
And like farmers. And like and agriculture.
That's where it ends.
That's where it ends. No, whole academy, maybe to teach you, give you the skills, sustain yourself and sustain the family. Man, let's have that conversation right now. Once again, 8:32, we've got Abuti Theo Teofilis in studio. Teofilis, good day. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
You have to teach us how to pronounce your surname.
Ikwa.
Ikwa.
Yeah.
Ikwa. You know, I had Ikwa in mind, but then that C, man, that C that's there in your surname, I'm like, yo, is it?
Ikwa.
You know what I mean?
Where is the surname from?
Yeah.
I'm surprised myself. I'm not entirely sure. I believe it's my parents who just decided to modernize it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because I was because you know I'm a Damara guy. I was gonna add a click in there. Maybe it's equal.
You right?
You know? But it's good. Thank you for teaching us.
Yeah.
All right. So, Phyllis, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Now, Shaquan, just a bit of backstory.
Yeah.
Abuti Theo and I, we actually met at the launch. At the launch of the B-Free second campus in Tobias Anyeko. He had a stand there that he was facilitating the Project Green Earth / Agra stand.
Okay.
And I remember hosting it and walking past and I saw plants and stuff there and I'm thinking, why, what plants, things, I mean,
what's going
having
on
here? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And he explained it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I just thought to myself, this has to be on air.
Yeah.
Because
in
that moment, it made sense to me.
Absolutely.
Theo, talk to us about Project Green Earth. Just explain to us what is Project Green Earth before we get to the Agra side of things now.
All right. So Project Green Earth started initially in 2004 in Rospina.
Okay.
The initiative was actually born from, the name actually was born from my son, my eldest son, Caleb. We were looking for a name and the main idea
What's
was...
What's his name, sorry?
Caleb.
Oh, like from the Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, my son's name as well. Oh, wait, and surname.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, nice. There are many... schools and community groups at that time in the south, Uis, Betani and so forth, as well as in the Kavango region that were really requesting for donations and sponsorships. But most companies don't necessarily sponsor. I mean, what you do for the other one is probably going to want more. So some companies just refrain from just sponsoring. So we thought, okay, let's just find an initiative that can basically help the schools specifically to do something which then prompts the companies to actually participate, which was then just growing trees.
Aha, right? There we go.
So we basically gave them bags, we trained them, and they started growing
bags of seed now, right?
Just bags, plain plant bags.
Oh, okay, okay, all right, okay. Yeah.
So they would basically in ours grow what are these succulents now called? Quiver trees. Yes. So they grew those for us. Some of them grew certain indigenous plants, and that's how it was born. They grew the trees, we bought them back, and we sort of promoted the idea to the mine. And the mine, that's how the mine got involved in buying indigenous trees from the communities and from the schools. So in this way, they are not sponsoring the school, but they are buying into an initiative.
Yeah.
And that's how it was born, and it's still alive today.
So basically you guys created a whole market system, actually.
Precisely, yeah.
That is incredible.
But yeah. what was the idea behind it? Was it something that you just did because you're passionate about it and then it grew into this whole thing? Or how exactly did it start for you?
Definitely born out of passion.
Yeah.
I grew up in Oranjemund.
Okay.
We had a town that was literally surrounded by trees as a wind block.
Yeah.
And as a child, we because the company at that time, CDM, had initiatives of growing more trees, mostly from the Cape. Eucalyptus and Port Jacksons and so forth. So I got
involved. Those are the type of trees or what? Sorry,
I'm
being useless when it comes to this subject. But like, those are the type of trees.
Yes, okay, yeah. Okay. Like eucalyptus, for example, is what saved our lives with COVID.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Snap. Okay. All yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But they grow extensively quickly, and they grow big. And on top of that, I got involved on that part of the company's initiative. So I was always after school on the days that we didn't have sports, or after sport go to the garden center and just help plant. And that was it. And the bug bit me, and till today it's literally happening. But obviously it's evolved into other initiatives as well. Yeah. So the tree growing initiative is still continuing. We've engaged quite a number of schools up to date. I think now we've got 19 schools that still do participate. So they grow trees, we buy those back, and that's how they raise funds. And if you look at the contrast, you look at a school here in Windhoek, say Windhoek High School, you've got parental support. If you go to somewhere in Ondangwa or in the north or Rundu, that government school, they are both government schools, but the one has got parents that can barely support the school, and plus because of free education, many people sort of bank on the fact that I don't have to pay. So many schools now struggle to raise funds. So these are just one of the initiatives that can actually assist the schools to raise funds. We basically do it out of our own pocket, but we wouldn't mind any good
sponsorships coming along.
Yes. And then on top of that, other initiatives were born out of that. So going from community to community, you realize that these guys actually need other opportunities, like just growing or raising animals. It's not just about trees anymore. So we started the Turnip Project. I'm not sure if you know. Many people ask me, what's a turnip? I don't know what a turnip is in Oshiwambo.
I'm trying to figure it out also now.
So a turnip grows like a beetroot. It is white with a purplish top.
Okay.
In culturally, we don't really consume it, but many people use it for soup. So they use it for soup and in stir fries and so forth, but it's a good animal fodder as well. Animals do eat it.
Okay.
So you basically kill two birds with
like
one stone.
Like sheep and goats, shandies, or
goats, rabbits, pigs.
Okay.
Sheep, cattle, they will eat it.
Okay.
And obviously you don't overfeed them. But what we do now is we created a sort of a value chain where we process the turnip into feed and food, and then basically we encourage people to grow. So the same way that they grow trees for us is now the same way that many people are also starting to grow turnips.
The turnip now.
Yes. Turnips, yeah. So we create an opportunity for them to not go and sit in a market and fight for buyers at that specific market, but we are the ones who literally buy from them. No questions asked, whether it's now good quality or not. We still buy it and we take it and we process it further, and they don't have to worry
because the aim is mostly to get it going, to get it started,
and
make that market grow, isn't it?
Yes. So this project is running now in the Kavango region. We will definitely go to Katima, which is the Zambezi region, but we can literally grow it anywhere. Okombaya is one of those who have actually shown interest. Yes, Okombaya in your area.
Yeah, in my area. Yes. In our area.
So that initiative is definitely there. And then, of course, we're also into eradicating your prosopis and reeds, which is now invasive plants. We take those out, we convert them into either feed or into charcoal or compost.
What do you mean convert them?
We literally process. So it's a whole processing. People will call it manufacturing.
Okay.
We process it. We literally break it down and turn it into alternative products that are more useful. Yes. So in Nokombai, the aim is, there is a project that's currently running. It's kind of standing idle. So we plan to take that over, which is just literally converting prosopis into something more different and creating opportunities for people to participate, meaning job creation and seeing how we can basically take that further, and also partly turn the prosopis into feed. And that feed gets mixed with a turnip, because your turnip acts more like molasses, more like the sweetener, because it's got taste. Animal like the taste, they can smell it. So we will mix that basically with the turnip.
See, Shaikwan, why I felt the need.
To bring him here.
I remember standing there as he was explaining to me, and I said to myself, how do I not know about this?
Because I'm actually surprised that even gardening itself is happening in the Kombai area, because I always thought like our land was dry. That we couldn't even accommodate it.
No, it's very dry. Remember that that's just the one part of the turnip.
Yeah.
The other part is literally converting the turnip into a dry food. Now, many of our communities don't necessarily have cooling facilities. So you have your fruit and veg, your ShopRites, where they definitely convert vegetables that are near bad, or, you know, they convert them, they cut them up, they rot them, and then they create soups, soup packages and stuff like that out of them, but refrigerated. But now in your communal areas, in your rural areas, what do you do? So we literally dry those, we dehydrate those, we turn them into a powder or a meal, and then we can basically then serve it to anybody, and it has a much longer shelf life, like 6 to 7 months.
So here's the thing, Shaikwan and Abudi Theo, is that quite a number of people, especially in our market, are slowly but surely warming up to the idea of you know, having a little backyard, something to plant,
of your own,
or maybe if there's a tasteland somewhere in the Irongo region or at the village, you know, let me also maybe start somewhere. You clearly seems to be the person right in the middle of this thing, especially in terms of advice and the technicalities thereof. And there's a market also that exists for some of these products that I have no idea of. But it seems like there is a need for these products.
And it could be life changing.
Is that where Agra comes in? Is that now the trading part of it, or where does Agra fit in the picture?
Agra is totally different. So I work for Agra. The Green Earth is an initiative that I
that's
do
a
run.
Passion project for
that's
you.
A passion project. It runs. It helps people, and we try to get you know, sponsorships here and there. So that is really something. Well, the Green Earth is something that physically helps people to do what they are being trained to do, specifically just grow, raise animals and so forth. And we just make sure that we are the offtake. We do the dog's work, which is the marketing and the promoting and whatever. And we just make sure that those people do benefit. So we do what we say we would be doing for them. So we do encourage people to just, you know, they can always contact us. This is a good opportunity. I really don't do the social media stuff or marketing, so it's just a word of mouth that people come to us.
But you have a team that is responsible for that?
We have a team, yes. The volunteers, but most of it is done on weekends and on public holidays and so forth. And then Agra Provision is literally, we are the training. Well, it's an independent company to Agra, but it's I wouldn't say a subordinate, but it's
like a supporting wing.
Well, yes, we are Agra. We are not just separate from them. We're a subsidiary.
All right.
We do the training. My responsibility there is to head the organization, and that training is primarily agricultural based training, but amongst others. So we train our staff in various things, like we own shops, so we train our people on customer service, how to merchandise, basic agricultural practices, product knowledge, etc. So if you were to walk into an Agra store, that specific individual, whether he's the manager or she's the manager or the cleaner, should be able to assist you with with what it is that you basically need,
yeah,
in terms of customer service. Product knowledge, we basically do the same. So people are, somebody should be able to walk up to you, ask you how they can help you, and then should be able to assist you. If they can't, they should be honest enough to say they cannot, and they get somebody to actually assist you with what it is that they can. So where Agra Provision comes in, we also then do external training, short courses. And these short courses, you or Shaquan can basically also come to our, whether it's now Agra Hyper, or you can come to Ours Valley,
Yeah.
Our head office. We do the trainings there. And it's 1 day to 4 day courses.
Okay, because I was just about to ask, how long would it be for?
Yeah. 1 day to 4 day courses. They range from $900. Obviously, we are profit making organizations. So,
yeah.
Mr. Arnold Klein, our CEO, says, you know, you need to make some money. It's not. It is community upliftment, but we also definitely need to make money here and there. So we do go out looking for opportunities to raise funds through corporates like yourselves or other corporates and organizations. The 2 day courses, I mentioned that the 1 day courses range from $900, which is pretty much like our famous farm worker training. It is, we teach people how to weld. So if you're a farmer and you've got employees, we can teach them how to weld, how to maintain the fences.
Both male and female, most.
How to do basic farm chores and farm work on the farm, and to maintain your farm and keep it going.
You know what? I'm actually curious. You know, with this courses, hey, a lot of the times you'd find that these courses are available, but we still have somewhat of a starter up kit for you,
like a bridging course.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there something like that to help them get started on their businesses with that is entailed?
Well, we do, and through this, there are some certain stakeholders, obviously. So we do have starter kits. For instance, should you walk into an Agra store, we can basically show you as a person who wants to start something. Let's say you want to start, rabbit farming. We should then be able to show you at the shelf that this is what you would need to start off with, rabbit farming or chicken farming.
Rabbit farming, yes. Reminds you of Delilah now.
Oh, yes, Bluey.
And a Bluey rabbit. Yeah. Getting back to Project Green Earth, who do we call, man? Because I think this is an incredible initiative.
Absolutely.
I think households will also be interested maybe to get in contact with you guys. Who do we call, or where do we find you guys?
And also, most importantly, to add on to that, the social media pages, I cannot seem to find it.
Well, Project Green Earth, like I said, this is probably my first interview.
Okay.
That I've done.
Yeah.
I've done a few interviews for Agra. In fact, I wasn't really finished with the Agra part. There is the academy that you were basically talking about.
All right. Okay.
So apart now from the short courses, which range from $900, we do have the 2 day courses that are $1,700, the 3 day courses, which are $3,300, and then the 4 day courses. These are literally all agriculture. But remember, agriculture is not just farming with plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be you making an implement or making something that actually helps farming. Could be a rabbit cage. Mm-hmm. That is also part of agriculture. So all these are definitely key. Where Agra Agricultural Academy comes in. Now we have partnered with an institute called I3A, International Agricultural Academy for Africa, in South Africa, Bloemfontein. And they have online courses, 1 year courses plus diploma courses, which are 2 years.
That's not the bigger ones. No.
That's the bigger ones.
Okay.
So the qualification or the qualifying criteria are literally grade 10. You just have to have passed. There's no need for certain, how would I say, 22 points whatsoever. As long as you've passed maths and the language English, you can basically then start. We do understand that there are certain students who somehow also struggle, you know, at your normal schools. They can actually do bridging courses through the Agricultural Academy to just help. You know, there are
facilitated by you guys now, by
basically
at the
yes,
Agra Academy.
Yeah. It's, okay. It's all online, and of course we can basically assist those kids to sort of do the normal schooling, but primarily just on agricultural based okay. courses. Mm. Yeah.
Let's close it off. Help us with the number, Buddha.
The number,
yes, yes,
please.
Or email address, something.
So people can basically reach me for Agra. It's 061-290-9208, or then they can just go onto the website, which is www.agra.com.
Hmm.
And
for project
Green Earth, they can contact myself, Theo Ikwa. The cell number is 0811-470405, and they can email me at ikwatheo@gmail.com or at genursery@yahoo.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Because we're struggling here with this cost of living, eh?
Yeah. We need something else to supplement us, yeah. Honestly. Mm.
That's where initiatives like this come in. Thank you so much, to you fellas. We really appreciate it. I think you guys are doing amazing work, and hence why you're on Fresh FM, I suppose.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's 8:50. When we get back, we check out the latest trends when it comes to real estate.
House and Home's big green sale is on.